Yatahe. I was deeply honored when Chairman Peter McDonald asked that I open the Navajo Economic Summit, and I regret that I can't be in Tohatchee to take part in this historic event. But although I can't be with you in person, I'm very much there with you in spirit. Early in this administration, we established a firm commitment to conduct our relations with all Indian tribes as one government to another. I want to renew that pledge to you today. The Navajo Nation, with nearly 200,000 members and a land base of nearly 15 million acres, deserves a special place as a valuable economic force in America. Your labor force, for example, is known around the world for its skilled artisanry and painstaking attention to detail. In fact, when NASA was looking for someone to make spacesuits for our astronauts, they looked to Navajo, and Navajo never let them down. And yet, with all of the talent and energy your young men and women have to offer, too many of them are without jobs. This is particularly disturbing because you have something to offer that no other people can, whatever their resources and location. Your culture, traditions, Navajo quality of life are an important part of America. The Federal Trust relationship with the Navajo Nation was created by treaty almost 120 years ago. And while historically the federal government has had good intentions where Native Americans are concerned, instead of fostering independence, the government ended up doing just the opposite. I hope that this economic summit can be a beginning to change all that. Your future certainly is not here in Washington. It does not stem from more federal programs. I know the purpose of your summit is to examine how existing federal programs can be made less bureaucratic and better suited to your goal of economic growth. In addition, I understand the Navajo Nation has been looking at ways of streamlining its government processes. It has taken courage to set a policy that, for the first time, says a partnership with the private sector is the future. As you know, I have always been, and always will be, a supporter of increased local control, because certainly the best government is the government closest to the people. I'm very pleased with your efforts thus far, and would encourage you not only to continue to improve existing programs, but to continue to assume responsibility for more federal programs. Believe me, I want this administration to help you gain true economic self-sufficiency. Chairman McDonald, distinguished members of the Navajo Tribal Council, your call to action in Window Rock, that Navajo means business, has been heard back here in Washington. We want to assist you in every way we can to build a secure, prosperous private sector on the Navajo Reservation. And now, I'd like to thank Senator Domenici, to whom we're indebted for the very idea of this summit, the dedication of all the participants, including co-sponsor Senator DeConcini, to promoting economic development on the Navajo Reservation, is to be commended. I know that we can all help Native Americans achieve greater economic independence. Finally, I'd like to address a word to the business leaders gathered in Tohatchee. All of you, throughout long and successful careers, have demonstrated your acumen, energy, and foresight. Today, your very presence at the Navajo Economic Summit is sending a message through corporate boardrooms across this country. The Navajo can be competitive also. You've made the commitment to look to Navajo before you look abroad for your next factory. You've taken up the challenge to spur a Navajo economic recovery from federal dependence to economic independence. And you have a very strong supporter right here in Washington. Thank you, and to all of you go my best wishes for a very successful summit.